CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Authorities confirmed that four people have died in ferocious storms that ripped across the plains this weekend. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson explains just how destructive the storms were.
National Weather Service officials continue to investigate the tornadoes on Saturday. We have two EF3 tornado ratings at least. Now, they say that they could upgrade that as they continue to do more damage assessments, but right now, two extremely violent EF3 tornadoes were what went through Oklahoma in the late night and overnight hours Saturday into Sunday.
Overseas now, and Israel is not letting up on deadly airstrikes on Rafah in southern Gaza, even as President Biden objects again to a ground assault on the city filled with displaced Palestinians. CBS's Deborah Pata is monitoring the crisis there from East Jerusalem.
This little boy and his eldest sister are beside themselves with grief. They've already lost their mother. Now their father's been taken too. My brother is just 6 years old, Zain al-Raith screams. He's an orphan. How do I raise him?
Back here, a new CBS News poll shows a close presidential race in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Correspondent Skyler Henry has details.
Registered voters say the impacts of inflation are looming large in their minds and add they aren't seeing an improvement in a post-pandemic economy in their respective states, sparking a downward trend for the president and an advantage for Trump, as Biden trails in the polls with voters when asked whether which candidate, quote, understands the needs and concerns of people like you, an edge he once held in the summer of 2020. When voters were asked the same question.
A Massachusetts woman is accused of murdering her Boston police officer boyfriend. Opening statements in the trial begin in just a few hours.
After a week-long jury selection process, the Karen Reed murder trial is set to begin today. Reed faces second-degree murder charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was found dead in the snow outside of a home back in January of 2022. Prosecutors say Reed struck O'Keefe with her car and left him for dead in the cold. Reed's defense lawyers claim she is the victim of a massive cover-up. The case has divided the small town of Canton, with many supporting Reed saying she is being framed. The trial is expected to last between 6 and 8 weeks. Kyle Bray for CBS News, Boston.
International backlash is growing over a harsh anti-LGBTQ law in Iraq. The law imposes lengthy prison sentences for gay and transgender people. The U.S. calls it a threat to the most at risk in Iraq. Britain's foreign secretary calls it dangerous and worrying. Until now, Iraq did not explicitly criminalize being gay. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You can't. Mexico Civic Media, we are local music from the Burning Time album, that is Last Crack and Downbeat Dirt Messiah. Slice and Steel before that from the Sinister Funkhouse 17 album. Hey, what is your essential last crack? I want to know right now. You can send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Give me your two favorite Last Crack songs, and I'll play them next week. Essential Last Crack right here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. Hope you're having a great evening. Welcome to an hour of throwback music. Check this out. I got music on the way from Bad Wolf. We'll do some Bony Fingers, 20 Reasons Taken. And then later, we've got some Hurricane Alice, Tiny Rice, Dr. Noise. Let's dive right into it. It's Rocker's Closet on a Sunday night. Let's start it out with some garbage.
If I was beautiful like you, all the things I would do, those not so blessed would be crying out murder, and I just laugh and get away with it too, like you do. If I was beautiful like you, I would never be at fault. I'm not beautiful.
horses run, heading into the mountains underneath the setting sun. We came into a town by the name of Buford's Bluff. Be out of there by sundown, cause it gets pretty rough. Cause it's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town, in the ghost town, it's a ghost town. It's gonna be a rough time in the ghost town tonight. You better steer away, you're getting off a fright. From the ghost of Mr. Pete, the good old one-eyed Jack, the spin of the 49 is still mining out and back. Stay away from town, it's not a place for more. Suddenly beaten down, he'd be dead from a specter's hand. In the ghost town of Buford's Bluff, it gets mighty rough.
That you've been What is it this time that's controlling? Every action is impaired. Tempted by all that's unholy. These sins that you bear. Now that I'm left here asking, instead I found your distance.
Maxing Sunday Night, Rocker's Closet with 20 Reasons Taken out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That is Through This Fight. The lead singer, Mice and Bones, he actually has some new solo material out right here. That's pretty good. You can find it on Spotify. Bony Fingers before that with Ghost Town, and Bad Wolf checked in with Armed and Dangerous. I'm Jimmy K, tracking through Rocker's Closet on a Sunday evening. We got the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, Blame It on Kane was fantastic. If you missed any part of it, you want to tune in tonight at 9 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Three locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. And you can always shop online, too, at herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located in Northgate Mall and North Sherman Avenue in Madison, with delivery to Madison's northeast and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 608-467-3017 for Doughboys Pizza Madison.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
whiskey. Welcome to our place you've never found. A twisted little place called Crazy Town, where our horse is the mayor of all of us, and his favorite words cannot be said on television. No pants, whistle, maybe, and just a gown.
That's Dr. Noise and Crazy Town from Short Stories on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Tiny Riots before that with Hearts Should Be Harder. It's Rocker's Closet here on Max Inc. Sunday Night, tracking through songs that are from 2012 and before. Good Time Camper, Hurricane Alice, and Faces for Radio all on the way. Right now it's Bagdad Scuba Review and Daybreaks.
just you and me, my friends. The world can't see what we see. There are lots of being free. There are lots of.
Step into these open arms of love. She'll chew you up, spit you out, and call right back. Ask you out, take you for the run around. She don't know you're from this town called Madison, yeah. Cool and bright and in the left. Where you going? I ain't finished yet. Can't see it around all day. Listen to all the things that you say about me. Step into these open arms of love. She'll chew you up, spit you out, call out for that nasty you out. Take you for the run around. She don't know you're from this town called Madison. I will sit and smoke my mind, drink down this bottle of good red wine. And I'll go out if I've got the time. It's all for you, my Madison lady. It's all for you, my Madison lady. It's all for you, my Madison. Always sing your song. Just be sure to look for me, cause I don't know where I'd be without you. And I said, oh no, no, well please don't go. It's not the same without you, bro. I just said I'm getting old. I've got to get my ass down to Chicago. But not tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And I will sit in there and smoke my kind. Sit down this bottle. Red wine, and I know I'm living, got no time. It's all for you, my Madison, yeah. It's all for you, my Madison, yeah. It's all for you, my Madison.
Sunday night, Rocker's Closet with Good Time Camper, and that's Madison, a song about my hometown, Madison. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Coming up in just a couple of minutes at 9 o'clock, it'll be live in the lair, the encore performance of Blame It on Kane. And then later at 10 o'clock, it's Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. M. Shell is hosting the show, and she welcomes Irish Sunglasses. I also recorded an interview with King Cobra. That'll be heard after 11:30. Max Inc. Heavy, tonight at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a couple more songs for you on this Sunday evening before the Live in the Lair Faces for Radio just around the corner. Right now, it's Hurricane Alice and Too Late. It's Rocker's Closet on a Sunday night. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Pretty hiding place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the face. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.